funny thing to say. Oh, baby, I can't understand you.
Nugget and Al's Waxing Lyrical.
First cab off the rank every week, Waxing Lyrical. I'll recite some lyrics. You just get to tell me the name of the song and the artist who sings it.
It seems so simple, but it never turns out that way. Joining us again, little Lanzi. Hello, mate. How are you?
Hey, team. I'm good.
No, we didn't play Friday because, of course, we were at Ladies' Oak, so we had a fantastic day. It was a really, really fun day.
It looked nice.
Yeah, it was good, and the weather came out, and it was a beautiful day, so we did jag it big time on Friday. What's the score, big boy?
18-9 in your favour.
Okay. Ladies first, Lanzi,
this is always a good round.
Lanzi's much better at this game than I am, yeah.
So,
okay. Whenever you're ready. This is him now attempting to read his handwriting.
No, I'm reading it off my screen.
Oh, even better.
Okay.
On your new phone.
On my new phone.
Is it really clear?
Absolutely. I could have made the words a bit bigger, but anyway. Here we go, Alana. I know that you like me, and it's kind of frightening, standing here, waiting, and I became hypnotized by freckles and bright eyes, tongue-tied.
Oh, I know it.
Was that a lyric or just describing your performance reading those other lyrics?
No, the last line is included.
I'm having a complete mind blank. I know it, but I don't know it, you know?
You can get the artist as a clue.
Oh, clue, please.
T-Swift. Frightening, standing here waiting, and I became hypnotized by freckles and bright eyes. Tongue-tied.
I'm still having a blank.
No good.
Look, I love the work of T-Swift, but I got nothing for that one.
Nothing. It's Message in a Bottle.
Alana is furious over there. Furious.
I'm so annoyed. I love
I've never T-Swift. Heard that song before.
What, Message in a Bottle?
Is
we play it all
joke?
The time.
It's literally played on your own station numerous times a day.
Yeah, I block a lot of it out. To be honest.
No points for you. First one for you, Nugget. And I'd give up forever to touch you, because I know that you feel me somehow.
Stop. I just can't have you read any more of those lyrics. It's going to get too erotic in
Is
here.
Is that enough for you?
That's enough. Now, you've gone for this because this is from the soundtrack of a movie starring your favourite man of all time.
The great man.
That is Iris by John Rzeznik and the Goo Goo Dolls. From City of Angels, starring none other than
Nicolas Cage.
That song also gives me, I feel like there's a genre of music that is more of a vibe than a specific genre of songs that they'll play during a Grey's Anatomy episode. Like a
yeah, that and like Snow Patrol chasing cars.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking nice about. Song. Yeah.
Opening 2 points for you then, eh?
I think that vibe you're going for is terrible songs.
I like them though.
All right, this is your second one, Alana. I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you can tell me I'm off, but I see it in your face when you say that he's the one that you want.
It's getting hot in here.
That's it. Can I have an artist?
Shawn Mendes. I won't lie to you. I know he's just not right for you. And you can tell me I'm off.
Steal.
See it on
your Literally, face. I can steal this.
Oh, my God.
I can steal this.
Shawn Mendes.
Is it Stitches?
It's not Stitches.
Is this Treat You Better? Because I know I can treat you
better than he can. Explain.
I can explain, and I've said this a number of times. I can thank my beautiful boy Digby for that, because he loves that song, and it's gotten many a run in our car. And that's just gone into my brain by osmosis. I would have had no idea and to be fair, when you said Shawn Mendes, my brain went, what's that one Shawn Mendes song I know? And then I went, wait, I won't lie to you. The puzzle pieces started fitting into place.
It's giving you a bonus point there.
It was like I was Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. I was writing on the window and the maths worked out.
You've got 3 points.
Oh, that's big.
All right, this is your second Waxing Lyrical. Hanging around downtown by myself, and I had so much time to sit and think about myself. And then there she was, like double cherry pie.
Oh, I had it. You know, you have a flash of it for a second, and there she was.
Like double cherry pie.
Double cherry pie.
I think you'll know it when I give you the artist.
I'll know it when I get the artist.
I don't think they had any other hits. No. Marcy Playground.
Marcy Playground, so it had to be Sex and Candy. I smell sex and candy.
Yeah. Wasn't this one of the first songs we did on Waxing Lyrical too, but it was a different set of lyrics?
It could be.
Or maybe we said it as a joke. Like, imagine if he I don't repeat songs.
All right. You got a point there. That's 4 points. Alana, yet to register a point, but you could get this one. Bonus round. Okay, you know the deal? Just jump in.
You sure do.
And you think you know what this is? I've actually got a bonus one if we don't get this one.
A bonus bonus round?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is big.
Happy Monday.
A few questions that I need to know how you could ever hurt me so. I need to know.
Nugget.
Yes.
This is... Is it All Saints? Never Ever?
He's on a roll.
I hate this.
How did you know All Saints?
Because, again, that's a terrible song. They had one good song called Pure Sure. Remember, that song was a great
song.
That
bit's actually spoken at the start of it.
Yeah, and it's got like a really annoying, like really thick Cockney.
That's when girl groups and boy groups were very big.
They were just pumping them out, especially at Pommy girl and boy groups.
Yeah.
And it was really, it had a really thick Cockney accent, and it was really off-putting at the start of the song.
It's been a very good Waxing Lyrical for you, Nug. You've got a 6 points.
That is exciting.
Bugger. Okay.
Do you want to go the bonus bonus round?
Oh, if you want to.
Do you want to do it, Alana?
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
I'll risk it for my 2 points that I could get.
All right. Well, the truth, it hurts.
Alana, and I'm back on my bags and I'm going to go away. I'm going to slip. It's Lover.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't treat me no good no more?
Yeah. Nice. You know who the artist is, though.
And the artist, well.
It sounds like a lady's name, but it's actually a band, I think.
You know, I sung it in my school choir, so I'm going to say the Alana vocal ensemble.
Riley.
Alana and the vocal ensemble.
That was Sonia Dada.
Point each.
So when you sung it at school, were you the dude at the end with the super deep voice? La, la, la. Like almost only dogs can hear it so deep. Was that you when you sang it at school?
I think I actually did do the low parts because I didn't like singing. I liked just kind of
dancing,
talk singing. Like so, I got the lower
talk
part.
Singing.
That's why she also loved that song by All Saints.
Well, it's an unusual result. 7-1 and 25-10 is the overall tally.
Okie dokie.
Tomorrow.
More than double.
It's becoming a concern for you now, yeah.
Mystery Voices tomorrow.
Oh, certainly is. Who the hell is that? We'll see you then, little Lanzi.
Bye.
Bye.